This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver Public Schools is pushing back against a new directive from the Trump administration. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The federal government has given DPS 10 days to respond to its finding that an all-gender bathroom at East High School is violating the Title IX civil rights law. That law prohibits sex discrimination. The government wants all bathrooms to be single-sex. Superintendent Alex Marrero accused the administration of weaponizing Title IX, which he says does not ban all-gender bathrooms. He says the feds didn't actually talk to people at the school during their investigation and refused to answer any of the district's questions. Marrero vowed to protect all students from what he calls a hostile administration. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Commerce City Police removed 35 animals from a home and arrested a couple during a raid late last week. CPR's Tony Gorman explains.
Commerce City Police received a tip from a pet owner after his dog died following an unlicensed veterinary eye procedure. Officers arrived at a home in the 100,000 block of East 113th Avenue to find three children and 35 animals, mostly dogs, inside. Commerce City Police spokesperson Joanna Small says the conditions were deplorable.
Animals were everywhere. The dogs were primarily kept in the garage, a very small residential garage and very small cages, but there was like a baby pool with little puppies in it in their living room.
Officers arrested Demetrio and Araceli Urbina. The couple faces various charges, including animal cruelty, child abuse, and operating a pet facility without a license. The animals were placed under the care of different shelters. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.